yeah, you're going to have 113 of Inside the Cage. Scott and Mark with you, as ever. How are you, mate?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Nah, no bad, no bad. Kind of grumble.
I've been alright. How was your couple of days away?
Yeah, good. Quiet. Just the way you like it.
It's good to get away from everything sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, just good to be away and not have to worry about anything and no work and all that. It's good.
Good. I'm glad, my man. Good. I'm glad.
How's the wee man?
Ah, he's doing alright, mate. He's a wee swimming lessons and us, so he's a help be buzzing out his tits during that, so all good. All good and hood.
Good, mate. Good. So, busy show tonight.
Mate, it's mental. I was just thinking that I've got fucking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 tabs open.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've only 8.
Three Cage Warriors, UFC, PFL twice, Bellator, 2 UFCs in fact.
Yeah, I missed the PFL from the weekend, that's what I've gone and got.
Oh man, I've got UFC open twice as well, so that probably doesn't help. Just so much talk about, man, it's fucking ridiculous this weekend. The devil seems to win a car thing. Basically, you've got PFL, Cage Warriors Thursday, Bellator, Cage Warriors Friday, and UFC, Cage Warriors on Saturday. So, yeah. Mental, man, mental.
It's mental, it's going to be a quick show. Anyway, so let's just get fucking wired right into it.
Aye, let's get a weekend sorted out of the road, eh?
We'll have a look back at UFC from the weekend, PFL from the weekend. Well, I say PFL, one fight, because it's worth talking about. And then we'll look forward to Cage Warriors, Bellator, PFL. And I don't know if we'll look at PFL from this weekend.
I'll get mentioned.
And UFC from the weekend as well. So, UFC Fight Night, Korean Zombie versus Ige, also known as UFC on ESPN 25 and UFC Vegas 29, headlined by Chang Yung Sung, or Chang Yung Sun, or whatever the fuck his name is, man. Sung Young, versus Dan Ige. Yeah, that was a great fight.
It was, but I always felt that Zombie was pretty much in control of it. I never thought he was really in danger of ever losing the fight. I never seen the 48-47. I thought Zombie probably won 4 rounds easy, to be honest, as well.
I don't know, I could have went 48-47. It wasn't exactly a stretch, mate. But it was definitely a Zombie win, that's for sure. Definitely. I had it 4 rounds to 1, to be fair. But
well, that's what I had as well. He showed his class on the night. He showed that he's still in this title picture. He basically dominated a young up-and-coming guy in Dan Ige, who we all know is absolute class, man. He's got everything. He can grapple. He can fucking knock you out. He can stand and bang. He can do a bit of everything, Dan Ige. But Zombie just showed that class, that even at his age, what is he, 34, 35, isn't he now?
Good.
That he still got it.
Zombie?
Aye.
Zombie's 34.
There you go. So at that age, he's still got that to go and put on performances like that and go, I'm still in this title picture. I want that. I want a shot next. So, a class, man. Absolute class. As I said.
Aye, just, he kind of dominated from start to finish, to be fair. Can I put Dan Ige back in that box? I suppose Dan Ige's lost to Cater, obviously, kind of held him back a wee bit, but again, another loss to another top tenner, another top fiver, and you know, that's it, kind of not done as such, but you know, I mean, it's kind of going to be hard for him to put himself back in the closet until he wins another couple. But as I say, Zombie just showed his class and why he's one of the best to do it at that weight.
Aye, I think if I'll be interested to see what they do next to Zombie. Obviously, Max Holloway was supposed to be fighting in July against Rodriguez, but that fight got cancelled because Max picked up an injury.
And he cancelled quite quickly as well.
Yeah, so I wonder if they'd maybe look at possibly changing things up a bit and maybe looking at Zombie Holloway instead of fucking getting the rematch or making the fight again.
I thought Holloway got injured.
Aye, but that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about even if it's instead of even making remake Holloway Yair, make Zombie versus Holloway maybe a couple of months to the ring, because you can't really argue with a guy where he is and what he's wanting and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? So he's definitely in with a shout, definitely possibly getting a title fight next.
I would love to see Rodriguez versus Zombie again. I mean, that was obviously so good the first time around, but that may be something to look at as well if Rodriguez is available, but whether they'd want to go back down that road.
I doubt that. I think a lot of people said at the time probably, yeah, he was probably just getting beaten on the night. It was tight, it was a close fight, but he was probably going to get beat on the night. So he'd come back with that knockout with, what is it, 7 seconds to go or something like that. and win the fight, you're not going to go. You're not going to fucking go, ah, let's have a rematch. Fuck it. You just fucking take the win, you fuck off, and you never fight the guy again, don't you?
Yeah.
So I doubt Rodriguez a bit for that. But look, I put Zombie still in that picture 100%. Where he goes for this, I really don't know, mate. It's a difficult one for him. As I say, I'd maybe like to see him fight Holloway, but I don't know if that will happen.
Never know, mate. Never know. This card was kind of weird.
Mate, there was like three fights on this. We started the main card with the three knockouts that were fucking brilliant knockouts. It was fucking class. And then we went into Marlon Vera versus David Grant, which was a fucking cracking fight. Because I think the scores were a bit fucked up in that fight, Major, but it was a cracking fight. But the three knockouts, mate, unbelievable. Matt Brown showing at his age that he could fucking still do that was fucking class, man. That was one of that's one of the knockouts of the year, just how crisp and sweet that punch was. It was just unbelievable.
It was short as well. It was just a pure, like
it was a wee dunt on it. It was a wee fucking bang, just a wee 6-incher, just fucking right to the chops.
It was fucking mental, man. But hey, listen, fair play him. I mean, take his chance, still showing that he can still do it at 40. A lot of guys can't, especially at the lower weight classes, especially at the lighter weight classes. Your older guys are normally middle and above, I would have said. So fair play him, man. Diego Lima's no mug as well, young boy, still fighting at a decent level as well. But I don't know if we'll see him again in the UFC.
No, that wouldn't surprise me if he goes walkies, to be honest.
What was
it? Something making their debut, Bruno Silva, by the way. What a debut that was. Fuck me.
Yeah, right for the buzzer, mate. Right for the horn, or right for the bell, whatever you want to call it. He was just different class, mate.
Trying to take him down, like, constantly. He was just fucking trying to grab legs and just trying to grab anything that was just hanging there. And I think, did this not happen? We turned him, did get him down, and he turned it over.
Aye.
Tom actually got him done this time, and then somehow Silva reversed it, and just fucking, the knockouts, the fact, I seen a bit, was it a bit online, I seen when he caught his leg, his arm, his right arm, I think I seen a couple of saying, why is he not protect himself? But Silva had actually caught his right arm in behind his left leg.
Yeah.
And he literally couldn't do anything with his right arm. The left hooks were, fuck all what Tom could do about it, he fucking punched him 40 times.
They were savage, mate, and he was out cold pretty quickly as well.
It was an unbelievable knockout, mate. Thurman was just fucking out. You literally seen his eyes just roll back in his head, mate. It was tremendous. Love it, man. Great debut, fan. Have that in your debut. It's just fucking sensational as well, man.
That boy, with Choi looks fucking superb as well.
Mate, he looks a fucking business, by the way, doesn't he? He absolutely looks a business. There's just something about him. He looks like a superstar. He actually looks like a superstar. I don't know if it's the hair or what, but he just looks fucking like a superstar.
Mm.
He looks like a guy who's got a long way to go in this game, definitely. And he rose at him a couple of times as well, so he proved he can fucking take a punch at times. So,
yeah, exactly.
Zombie part two, maybe, who knows, but we'll fucking see where he goes after this.
Well, that's the second time he's fought on a zombie headlined card.
I wonder if he trains a zombie then. Also, I don't know. I don't really know a lot about the South Korean MMA scene.
I don't really know, to be honest, either. Let's see.
You look at the two guys he's actually lost to in the UFC, Gavin Tucker and Muslav Evlev. Like, they're fucking name mugs, man. They're fucking serious top-class fighters. Boy's got a bright future, definitely, without doubt.
I feel as if this is all... Obviously, we talked about Marlon Vera. Vera just pieced David Grant up, basically.
Eventually, I thought David won the first round for me.
Yeah.
And even the second was kind of tight, but in the third, man, it was pure domination. It was a 10-8 in the third, no problem. That was a thing you couldn't argue with, a 10-8 in the third. But he had great feel for David, because he did start really well, and then into the second, they just went a bit downhill for the earth, really.
I'm just looking, it's funny, right? See, before, I can't remember what fight it was, but see, before, like, few fights ago, Marlon Vera was the guy, man. He was going to be like a proper contender at that weight class, and then I've just not been that impressed with him since. You know what I mean?
No, he's been hitting mass, hasn't he? Obviously, I think he'd won with four in a row, basically. Beat Frankie Saez and Nolan Hernandez, and beat Andre Gill as well, which was a big one at the time. Then he beat Song Yadong in that fucking incredible fight. Then he beat Sean O'Malley, but was that not the one that Sean O'Malley claimed he wasn't actually knocked out? Yeah, the referee fucking called a fight. Yeah. So that was a bit dodgy then, obviously lost to Aldo as well, and then
Just not been that impressed with him. I don't know if it was maybe since the O'Malley fight, but don't know, man. Just something about it. But listen,
Vera's got everything, I think. That's the thing. He's just got to maybe put it together more often and maybe a bit more consistently now that he needs to do it again after the loss against Song Yedong. Maybe it hurt him a wee bit.
He needs to lift his level a wee bit, I think, because he will get found out eventually if he fights on the world slightly better, but
yeah, he's still a good fighter, he's still got it on him anyway. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see again where the two of them go, because obviously Vera was ranked 15th, Grant was wanting to push into the rankings. It's went a wee bit tits up for him now, so who knows what will happen for her.
Yeah. What about the co-main?
Big Sergey Spivak, by the way.
It's time for Alenik to hang them up, man.
Alenik done, mate. He's just so one-dimensional now that if you can defend against it, he's fucked. He's not really got anything else to go for, and that kind of fucking proved that in this fight, because Spivak, as soon as Spivak kind of proved, look, I'm not going to let you take me down. My defence is pretty shit hot. You're not getting me down on the ground, basically, and he kind of pieced him up, really, over the kind of three rounds, so... I think Alenik's going to fucking call it time. It'll be interesting to see where Spivak goes now, because I don't think he was ranked previously, was he?
Don't think so.
I think that probably puts him into the rankings after beating Alenik. Aye, it did. Puts him 14th in the rankings now, so... be interesting to see what happens for them. There's a few younger guys in that division now, maybe would fancy fighting them as well. Some Aspinall, Chris Dawkins, something like that, maybe.
He's in the rankings twice.
Yeah, I noticed that. I wonder how the hell we've done that. I'll be interested to see what happens with Big Sergey Spivak.
Yeah. Anything on the prelims?
Nothing major. There's a couple of decent performances, I suppose. But I think the main thing you want to mention would be Casey O'Neill, wouldn't it? Scotland's very own Casey O'Neill.
She's fucking savage, mate.
Mate, she's fucking sensational. Absolutely brilliant. Like, Procopio's a fucking black belt in jiu-jitsu and she made her look fucking stupid.
Mm.
That's the thing. She made her look daft.
She was an underdog as well, which I was surprised at. I know Lara's got some UFC, you know, kind of experience. I know Casey's fought in the UFC as well, but I don't know. I was just shocked by that. When I seen it, I was like, wow, really? Procopio's the favourite here? And then I was like, then that made you doubt yourself. It made me doubt. I was like, oh, maybe I've got this wrong. Maybe O'Neill isn't going to smash her. No, she smashed her.
I think after that performance, I don't think there'll be many more fights going forward that Casey O'Neill will be an underdog for. Yeah. Procopio will beat Molly McCann, man. That's, we know how we love Meatball. Meatball's fucking tremendous to watch, and she's tough as fucking nails. So for somebody to beat her, so for Casey to do that to Procopio, and let's be honest, second round and third round was fucking, it was domination, mate. It was fucking, she did start so. In fact, she said that in an interview. It was weird hearing her talk. I didn't know if she was going to have a wee Australian twang to her accent. I hadn't heard her talk previously.
I'd heard her talk in an interview before. I knew she was quite Scottish, actually.
There's not very much Aussie at all in that, but you could, it was tremendous. She, as I said, she was seeing herself, though, that she started very slow in the first round and she never really got going. But, look, I think we've got a fucking hard prospect in that fucking flyweight division for Scotland, definitely, by the way, I'm telling you.
She's savage, mate. And it was a fair play to Procopio for taking the submission like a champ, you know?
That was tremendous, wasn't it, man? Fucking hell. Because that's it. Night-night. I fancy a wee cap now, that'll do for me.
She'll probably be used to it being a black belt in jiu-jitsu, mate. She's probably used to getting choked the fuck out all the time, so...
No, definitely. That's fucking what happens with us, isn't it? So, no. Brilliant, man. Absolutely superb.
Any issues with the bonus awards?
I've not actually looked at the bonuses. What were they?
Fight of the night was Vera Grant.
No, not massively. I don't have any issues, really, I don't think.
Performance was Choi and Brown.
Weirdly, I thought Parisi and Rocky Martinez was not a bad fight. For two big boys, man, because they were quite good on their feet. It was a lot of rough and tumble against the cage and stuff like that. So maybe that could have been fight of the night. I don't know. Vera and Grant wasn't a clear fight of the night, put it that way for me. But
no, there was a couple of fights. I mean, even Chaos Williams, Semmelsberger was quite a good fight as well. The two European boys, Negramunu and Kammer, was a good fight as well. So there was all the decisions were actually quite good fights, to be fair.
Yeah, there were. There wasn't much really in the decisions, was there? I think probably, even though there was probably a winner in the fight, they were still pretty close fights at the same time.
Yeah, yep. Right, cool. Cool, that must have been the quickest review ever, man. Fucking rattled that.
Well, we said we had to get it away. You've got too much to preview this weekend.
Yeah. Right, how are we doing this? Where are we starting? Oh, wait, you want to look back at Rory McDonald?
We need to absolutely abuse a couple of judges from America somewhere. I don't even know who the judges were, actually.
I know one was Dan Torelli.
Oh, man. Like, it's the only thing I've seen for PFL the weekend because I'd heard such bad things about it. I was like, I need to go back and watch this. I need to watch to see how bad it was. Hey, do you want to know something? See, for me, it was pretty fucking bad because there was no way Rory McDonald lost that fight. Like, no way in hell.
How did you score it?
I probably 30-27, to be honest, but I possibly could, right? It was what I think we spoke about this before on the show, right? I could maybe have given a 29-28 over three rounds, but I wouldn't have given a single round to Tibau, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's usual conversation we have with Sherp.
His forward pressure at times was pretty good, and they kept fucking, and obviously McDonald was moving quite a lot and stuff. I did catch McDonald a few times, so I could maybe go, like, I can see why you gave him maybe. He done well there, but he never ever done it enough at any point during any of the rounds to win a round. So to actually win the fight is on two judges' scorecards. It was a fucking shocker, by the way. I thought it was an absolute disgrace.
Yeah,
it was so poor, man. It really was.
It wasn't good, mate. It wasn't good to me. I had it probably 3-1 as well. If you were to score it the old fashioned way, definitely 3-1. But as you say, Tibau probably did enough over the three rounds to win a round, but to fucking score it for him was ridiculous, mate. Absolutely shocking.
It was really, really poor, man. I don't even know what to say about it because it was that fucking poor, to be honest, man. So I don't imagine. I know he said he was going to fucking try and appeal it and stuff like that, but I don't know if you can do that. I don't know if that's a thing or what, but. We'll need to wait and see what happens with that.
Yeah, I know. I was just trying to actually watching it, mate, and I heard the result and I'm watching the fight back and you're like, wow. Like, at no point did I ever think this could swing and go the other way. Do you know what I mean?
No, 100%. I never seen it in any way, shape or form would allow fucking about to win that. I just, oh man, it blows my mind sometimes, these judges. I don't understand what they're watching. I don't think there was anyone I've seen thought to win the fight. I've never seen anything anywhere that somebody thought to win the fight, nowhere. So it just does not make sense.
There's the two judges there, Cardo Urso, 10-9, 9-10, 10-9, 29-28 Tibau. Dave Torelli, 10-9, 9-10, 10-9. And then, I can't remember, Eric Colon scored at 9-10, 9-10, 10-9. So they all scored the third round for Tibau. All three of them.
I didn't really see that myself, but there we go. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what I'm watching, but they definitely don't think I know what they're fucking watching either, to be honest, because that didn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, I've heard it was. Listen, mate, watching it, there's no way, man. There's no way.
No, it was poor. It was some poor fucking judging. Hopefully, maybe if Rory does appeal it or does something, then maybe that'll try and away and improve judging within MMA, because some of them is fucking, it's horrific at times.
Something needs to get done, mate. We can't keep using a boxing scoring system. It's not going to work.
No, it's not. Something needs to change, but I don't know what kind of scoring system you'd input in MMA, because it's, there's that many different factors to it that I don't know how you work that one.
Yeah, exactly. Alrighty. Moving swiftly on, right. How the hell do you want to do this?
What would you want to finish with, UFC or Cage Warriors?
UFC.
Right, so, right, well, let's fucking
PFL
quickly this weekend. Kayla Harrison's back fighting Cindy Dandois. Actually, no, Dandois is not a bad fighter. She's been a bit, but I still expect fucking Kayla Harrison to fucking run through her.
Yeah, she'll ragdoll her.
I think she does to absolutely fucking everybody. So,
Pettis.
Pettis is back this weekend. She was supposed to fight 2 weekends ago or something, or last weekend or something, to get pout.
Something happened. I don't know what it was, but something happened.
Aye, so he's fighting this weekend. He's back. Lance Palmer's on this card as well, fighting some sort of massive motherfucking undefeated Russian. I'm not even going to try and pronounce that name. Kybulaev?
Movlid Kybulaev.
Not bad. Not bad. I'll give you that one. There's a few fighting. Cuts and a bruise on this weekend. A few guys on this. It's the usual for PFL. It's time with PFL, I suppose. You always get the same fighters every fucking couple of months, don't you, fighting? Those are fighting never really changes.
There's some decent fighters on it. I see that terrifying lassie for Montenegro, Bosnia, Serbia, and Croatia's fighting.
Julia Bacic.
Yeah. And obviously, you've got Lance Palmer as well, who's the 145 champ currently. So, as you say, fighting that Movlid Kybulaev guy. But listen, worth watching if you can get a hold of it. It's hard to get a hold of in the UK. But if you can get a hold of it, definitely watch it.
Yeah, 100%. Try and catch it because you'll get a couple of decent fights on it, especially the fact they get points and all that for knockouts in the first round and stuff like that, man. There's incentive there for people to go out and try and get fit and fight pretty quickly. So.
Correct. Bellator 261, headlined by Tim Johnson versus Valentin Moldavsky for the interim heavyweight title. I don't think there's anything on this card I'm buzzed for. The only thing I'm buzzed for on this card was two things, sorry. Soren Back. I like watching Soren Back fight. And the lassie, Kana Watanabe. She's a savage.
Yeah, do you want to know something? I knew Bellator was on. I hadn't really seen the card. I knew there was a heavyweight championship or interim title was on the line. I'll say on the line. It was up for grabs. But now that I look at it, I think I agree with you. There's really not a lot on this. I want to catch. Maybe the only one would be interested to see how Keone Diggs does against Dino Vitro, because he's 9-0, man. Vitro's obviously an experienced guy, been about for 4,500 years as well. So,
Diggs is 34, mate, so he's not young.
Aye, but he's only 9-0. That's what I'm saying. His record's got a small record.
Exactly. I'd imagine Vitro will wipe the floor with him, to be honest, but hey.
To be fair, he beat Derek Campos last time out, and Campos is decent, we know that, so. I don't remember Diggs fighting Campos last time, but no, it'll be decent, mate. There'll be some decent stuff about it. If I try and catch it, I'll catch it. If I don't, I don't. It all depends on what else I get fucking watched, because there's that much on this weekend.
Correct.
But definitely try and catch Soren Back. I think that's probably the one definitely I want to try and watch.
Yeah, Soren Back. Definitely need to try and get hold of him, because he's legit, mate. That's the thing. It's a legit prospect in him, and be good to see if he can show that promise that he showed when he was with Cage Warriors.
Has he actually fought for Bellator yet? Is this his first fight?
No, I bet Terry Brazier at London, Bellator London, November 19.
I was going to say, because he didn't fight at all during the kind of last year, did he?
Nah, he's not fought since November 2019, mate. Since COVID showed up, he's kind of fucked off.
Quite a few of the Scandinavians have done that, just say, I'm not fucking leaving the country, basically, I'm not fine, so. Oh well, fair enough.
Probably wouldn't get back in, to be fair.
No, they'd have probably told him to go and take a fuck to him, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right, the big ones. UFC, we're finishing on UFC, didn't we?
You said you wanted to finish on UFC, yes.
Cool. So, three Cage Warriors this weekend. The third trilogy, is that right?
Fourth, is it not? Was there not one in... Oh no, it was September, November. That's maybe the third. I can't remember.
There was one in March, was there not?
So maybe the fourth then.
Maybe the fourth. I'll just tell you right now. Thursday, Friday, Saturday in September, December, March. That's the fourth. This is the fourth.
Best way for them today, obviously, with COVID and stuff like that, and doing the restrictions and stuff. It keeps everybody kind of together the one weekend, just get everybody fighting, and then that's it.
It's absolutely superb, mate. it's a great way to do it, a great way to keep everything nice and fresh. Lots of guys kind of coming in and making, you know, Cage Warriors debuts. Obviously, the middleweight title is on the line on Thursday night between Natalius Frederick and Matt Bonner. Matt Bonner's earned his shot because of his... He's basically just smashed everybody's been in his way the last six... Well, no, let's say the last 9 months, basically.
He's just won a few fights, and then that's cool. Now, that's what happens with Cage Warriors, man. You win two or three fights in Cage Warriors, and all of a sudden you're fighting for a title.
Well, that's the thing, mate. That's the thing. He's just got to... he's just showing what he's got to do. That's the thing. He's that. You know what? He's fought in three of the... This will be his fourth trilogy he's fought in, do you know what I mean? So he's fought in all three and won in all three, so he's deserved it. He's deserved a chance. He's probably the most likely to get a chance at it. It should be a relatively good fight between the two of them, two big guys, you know?
You would think so, mate. Two good fighters at 185, man. It should be fucking...
A rematch from March as well. Will Curry versus Christian Duncan is a rematch. We've also got
Sam Creasy's on the card. I'm surprised he's not. Was he not seen us? I thought he would be fighting for the title next.
Yeah, well,
won his last two or three.
They're doing a flyweight Grand Prix.
Oh, that's because Stingy get the ticket signed, didn't he?
Jake Hadley's fighting in the Contender Series in September.
That's what it was. I knew that. That's right. It's a Grand Prix. I hadn't heard it was a Grand Prix. Right? That's fair enough. That makes fucking sense. Because I knew Sam Creasy was basically next. He was basically the man on line for the title shot if Hadley kicked about. So, no, it's Stingy. That's good. A few other guys on it. Emery Sumnes was a decent fighter as well. Wesley Myers on this again. Fucking love Wesley Myers, man. The guy's fucking off his tits. He's so good to watch. He's just fucking... His leg kicks are fucking unbelievable.
Yep.
So, that'll be fun. Some decent fighters on it, as we always say. There's never a bad fight on Cage Warriors.
There's also, obviously, a wee bit added interest on Thursday because of... There's a new Scottish fighter making his Cage Warriors debut.
Yeah. Is it Keir Harvey? Keir Harvey we're going with?
It's Keir.
Keir, sorry.
Keir Harvey. Yeah, interesting to see him. He's fought in on top. He fought in Celtic Gladiator November last year. He's fought with EOC, AOC, the Art of Combat as well. He's a good amateur record. Never been knocked out, which is interesting. Started fighting at 16. He had a coach come over from Ireland just at the start of this camp. So that was kind of a fresh perspective for him and a new kind of coach and stuff. I had to give him some information and try and help him with that coming fight. So exciting times, man. 23 years old. Hopefully he's a guy we can kind of get behind and follow.
Definitely. He's still a young boy, ain't he? So
he's promised me an interview when he wins a belt in UFC anyway, so it's all good.
Happy days. That'll do for us.
Yeah, so listen, that's a class card, mate. But I say, it just gets better and better. It's the same all week. Like, then you've got Friday's card, headlined by the lightweight belt between Sardari and Joe McColgan. And Sardari's had a win and a defence, or is it a couple of defences? No, he won it in December and then defended against Donovan Desme.
Beat Jack Grant, which was a tough fight. But that's two split decisions he's had in a row in that, man.
It was two really, really good fights, mate, that's why.
Two sensational fights, so they're absolutely class, both fights. So I'm hoping we'll get another fight that's absolutely tremendous. It should be class, man.
Wonder why they moved the Joe McColgan fight from the Saturday.
Is it just because it's a title fight? I can remember Vucinic Sari was supposed to be on this.
So it was.
It was not lightweight. That was
Feather.
No, welter.
Was it not Feather?
Was it Feather? I can't remember. You're probably right, and I've made that up as well.
Because Mason Jones was the welter, was he not?
Oh, fuck, aye, so he was, aye, so for Feather. Aye, 145, so it was, sorry, my bad.
That's right.
Aye, that was supposed to be Friday night, so I've obviously moved the Daddy fight to the Friday to make sure there's a title fight every night. Which is a good way to do it. You might as well do that, man. Might as well. Got a fins on this card.
I know. Yuho
or Jesse Urhul or Holland?
Yeah, I wonder if Edward Walls is actually finished.
Does say born in Finland, so you would think so.
Listen, again, it's another good, like, Steve Amable's fighting Luke Shanks. That's the other, I'm sure that's the other half of the Grand Prix bud.
Is it LeBlanc? LeBlanc's a good fighter as well, man, so that'll be good.
Luke Shanks fights out of Edinburgh, do you know that?
Aye. I remember seeing that, his last fight. I remember talking about that and how he'd been training up in Scotland and stuff like that. So
I'll be tying my fuzz up here.
I'll take
time. Definitely. Listen, there's that Dean Truman on this card, an undefeated, is that an Italian? Josh Reed's always good for a fight. Listen, as I say, mate, I've always said that there's always, you're not going to get bad fights on these cards because these guys have got so much to prove so early on in their career.
Some class fighters on that card and fighter there actually is absolutely superb, man. Brian Bullen's a class fighter as well. Nathan Fletcher, that's back in a career fight. So
I'm really looking forward to Jesse Rowland versus Aaron Khalid. I love Aaron Khalid, man. Grappler heavy, brilliant.
No, it should be good, man. It'll be interesting. Like, I'm gonna be honest, there's a couple of French guys, a couple of Finnish guys on this that I don't know who the fuck they are, but it'll be interesting to see. Looking forward to seeing them.
And then of course you've got the big one on
Saturday night,
the big for the vacant welterweight belt, Jack Grant versus Ian Garry. This is massive, mate.
This is a fucking humongous fight, mate. It's going to be an absolutely sensational fight as well. Ian Garry is just fucking unbelievable. He's an absolutely class fighter. I can't expect him to come through in the end and win the title. I think he's the next kind of The big superstar, to be honest, to leave Cage Warriors eventually. I think it would be good for him, even if he does win this, maybe have one or two fights though. Stay in Cage Warriors, do that, keep working hard, and then you're rebatting. But there's no doubt for me, he'll be going to the top somewhere. He'll definitely make it. He's an absolutely sensational fighter. He's absolutely class to watch, mate. I just love his style as well. It's absolutely fucking brilliant.
I know, I'm actually really looking forward to it, mate, to be honest. You know,
that's got to be a pain in the arse though.
Oh.
Because Cage Warriors and UFC is the exact same time as Saturday night.
How the hell does that work?
Because UFC starts at 4 PM UK time.
What? Is that because it's a European main event?
Yes.
Well, that's fucking shite.
So that could be a pain in the backside. But anyway, definitely try and catch that fight anyway. Hopefully there was a wee bit of a lull in the UFC and go over to Ian Garry versus Jack Grant, because it's making Jack Grant fight. Take it, Conor Hignett versus Gerardo Fani will be the other part of this Grand Prix, maybe. There's a mouth four fights in the Grand Prix.
Picture I seen, it was only two fights.
Oh, was it?
Aye.
I'm surprised Fani's not involved in that then, because he's a good fighter.
You just keep saying that, don't you?
Yeah, I love saying Fanny, mate. He's a Scottish podcast. That is just fucking gold, that one.
It's basically LeBlanc versus Shanks and Sam Creasy versus Aaron Abbey.
And that's it. Fair enough.
I'm just
surprised we're so far up in this kind of this main card. I thought maybe this would be a possible kind of part of that Grand Prix, but obviously not.
Yeah. Also, there's another couple of Scots on this card. one of them's got one of the best nicknames ever. Mop.
What?
Mop. Stevie Mop McIntosh.
Absolute cracker, that nickname.
He was, he's at a good camp. Spoke to him. He said he's had a really good 12, full camp. He's absolutely buzzing to go, man. Says he's going to leave it all in there. And, he said, yes sir, I can boogie, which was kind of good, so looking forward to that.
I really hope he walks out to that now. I just hope that would be quick and tremendous if he actually walked out to yes sir, I can boogie.
I hope they all walk out to it. That'd be brilliant.
Mind you, after last night, I don't know if fucking Hoffman would boil, but anyway, I'm not getting into that.
No. Paul McBain on this card as well. Paul hasn't fought since 2018.
Do I say it's my wife's fucking Paul, is it not?
It was the last time Cage was against Aidan Lee. as in had some good wins against Steve Amable, Lloyd Manning, you know, Craig McIntosh, stuff like that. So, but it's been a while since we've seen him.
Tough fight for both Scots. James Hendon's a good fighter, and Decky McLennan's good as well. So, tough fight for both Scots.
James Hendon's a really tough fight to get Australia off the bat. You've also got Scotty Malone on this card as well.
Yeah, we Scotty's back in Cage Warriors now, isn't he?
Yeah, it was a last-minute fight. Serdar Atlas was supposed to fight Adam Amarsinger. So Scotty Malone was a last-minute kind of replacement. But glad to see Scott back, because he had a title shot there, you know, and a shame it just didn't work out for him in the end. But
I can't believe that fight against Jack Shaw was that long ago. I can't believe that's nearly two and a half years ago.
I know. I speak to Scott as well, and he's a good training, even though it was short notice. He's done a lot of work in the meantime to keep himself fit and stuff like that. He says he's stopping them before it gets to the end, though. So watch that space. Expect a finish. So it's funny, right? Although there's like three Scots in this card, and that's extremely exciting for us, right? It really is. Honestly, if I'm most honest, the person I'm most excited to see is Tobias Harila.
I was like, I got to guess that, yeah, Bob.
You
were going to say that.
I love Tobias Harila, man. Against Aidan Stephen, he was absolutely superb. Obviously, it was a bit gutting to see him beat Aidan, because obviously Aidan's one of our own. But
he basically gained a couple of new fans that night after that performance, because we know how good Aidan is, but the way fucking Tobias was that night was brilliant.
I've watched a couple of his videos, mate, and he really is something else. I mean, how many round one finishes he's got is scary. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, 8 or 9 finishes out of, you know, well, 8 out of 9 wins, you know, I mean, that's nuts, mate. So, I'm looking forward to seeing him, and that'll be really good.
No, that should be good, I think. Saturday for us, probably, anyway, is getting the most kind of on it. Obviously, get the three Scots. Like Tobias Harila, Ian Gary's fucking sensational, Jack Grant, that'll be a cracking fight, so I think. Saturday's probably the best night, which is usually what you'd probably expect, but as I say, that makes it fucking awkward for us on Saturday with Cage Warriors and UFC unit at the same time as well. So
just need to figure it out, my man.
Make it work. Need to make it work.
Right, cool. So if you can, guys, if you've got Fight Pass, you'll get access to Cage Warriors, whether you're in the States, whether you're anywhere in the world, you'll get access to it if you have Fight Pass. So make sure and watch it. It's definitely worth the watch, 100%. No matter where you are in the world, it's definitely worth it. So catch it if you can. Now, moving on to our last preview, and that is of UFC Fight Night, Gan versus Volkov, UFC Vegas 30 from the Apex, headlined also by the heavyweight contendership fight thing between Cyril Gan and Alexander Volkov.
Did you call that the number one contenders fight?
I don't know if it is, mate. I think be the guy who gets a win, it certainly puts him in the discussion. Obviously, I think John Jones is, you know, been touted as the next guy to get a shot after Lewis, isn't he? But I still think John Jones has to fight a heavyweight, so maybe John Jones could fight one of these two.
I think I'd be tremendous if it was in a certain way, because see if Cyril Gann beats fucking Volkov, and the UFC decide at some point in the near future that they're going to make their debut in Paris, France. Cyril Gann versus Francis Ngannou for the heavyweight world championship would be fucking off the chain.
Just like what they did with Zhang. Because Zhang was like, she wasn't really, I mean, if you were talking about a title picture back then, before they had the China event, you know, she might have come under as one of maybe 4 or 5, but towards the bottom end. But they went, fuck it, we're going to China, we're putting a belt on the line, and this lassie's going to win it, and she did. It'd be good if they could do the same here. Obviously, Gan's probably slightly further up that list than what Weili Zhang was at the time, especially if he beats Volkov, but it could be a class fight, mate.
It will be, mate. It'll be a class fight anyway, put it that way.
Yeah. Definitely. Not sure about the rest. I mean, there's some good stuff on this card, but I mean,
there's a few fighters maybe that I'm looking forward to seeing more than fights, I think.
Yeah.
You've got Renato Moicano. I think Jai Herbert's been fed a bit here. He just keeps getting fed to fucking absolute animals for some reason. I don't know what Jai Herbert's done, but
you've got an undefeated Kazakh on this card.
Bagmanov.
Shavkat Rakhmonov, yeah. Kennedy and Jekichu, he's always good fun. Jai Herbert, I say Rod and Nathan McKenna, as you mentioned. Dalby, love watching Dalby. Touchy Feely, we love Touchy, obviously. Timur Valiyev versus Raoni Barcelos is kind of like a sleeper fight on this card, by the way. That's tremendous. OSP at heavyweight, that is never particularly exciting, but yeah, it's alright, mate. It's not outstanding, but it's alright.
Some decent fights on it. There's a few decent fighters, as we were saying. I think there'll be definitely stuff that will keep you entertained. Like Charles Rosa versus Justin James on the prelims. I think that'll be a fucking cracker of a fight. That'll be an absolute barnstormer.
That could be a banger, definitely.
Even to start off, Medeiros versus Adzovic could be fucking interesting as well, mate. That's got fucking fireworks written all over it. So there's definitely things here that will entertain you. There's maybe nothing maybe straight away that will go, fuck, I need to go and watch that card, and I need to do this, I need to do that. But if you're sitting there, I think you'll struggle to turn it over. I think there'll be a good fight after a good fight on this card, to be honest. It's good though. Cracking time for us, obviously, as I said. It's that 1 p.m. Eastern, so I think that'll be the main card, so that'll be lit.
It's four hours back, so five.
Yeah. That must be the prelims, because I heard it was 9 p.m. main card started here.
That'd be right. 5, 7, 9. That'd be right.
Would that? Right, okay. Right, so.
Two hours. No. Must be later than that. Because you only need 4 hours for all those prelims, I don't think.
How many prelims is there? 7?
Well, maybe you would need 2, 3 hours, 4 hours.
I don't know, I'm sure the main card starts anyway on BT Sport 9 o'clock. I'm sure that's the time of main card. So I'd imagine your prelims will start about 7, maybe 6 at the earliest. Do you know what I mean? So. A cracking time for us, man. It'll be really good to actually get a fucking watch for a change. I might be. There's might be football on this weekend. I don't know what the games will be this weekend for the Euros. I need to fucking.
Hey, the last 16 starts on Saturday.
So I need to get a fucking laptop and go. The UFC will be on a laptop and the fucking football will be on the telly. So fucking lot of keep men up. And the fucking Cage Warriors will be on the phone. Mm-hmm. Or the iPad or something like that, with fucking 30 devices going at the same time.
And you'll be holding the wain on in the meantime.
Yep, I'll be trying to do that, eat my dinner, and have a beer on the other horn. I'll fucking look at the 6 horns.
Aye.
So, no, man, as I said, it's an interesting card. It'll keep your attention as it goes. As I said, there's nothing outstanding on the card, but it's definitely going to keep your attention as you're watching, I think.
Yeah, definitely, mate, definitely. Right, so. The only other thing we'd normally do now is news, but we don't have any news this week. It's been a busy week and stuff like that, guys. So that'll be it from us for this week. Thanks, as always, for listening and for the support. We very much do appreciate it. Enjoy the fights. There's hunters there. So enjoy it all as much as you can see, as little as you can see. We hope you enjoy it all, and we will catch you next week.